Let's try that again. Fine. So the the beginning of our parasha opens up with Yishati Kitas Revel Del Zachar and tells us the mitzvah of Brit Mila. Now, as we know, Brit Mila is a very, very important mitzvah, and throughout Chazal, you see the emphasis that we have on Brit Mila, because it really is a Brit, right? It is a covenant, and it's the expression of a covenant. The Gemara in Shabbat says that Tanya Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Any mitzvah that the Jews originally accepted with joy, such as milah, so they continue to keep the mitzvah with joy. And any mitzvah they originally accepted with fighting, with contentiousness, like the forbidden sexual relations, and Chazal based that on the following pasuk, that Moshe heard the people crying, so Chazal darshin, al iske mishpechotav. What were they crying about? Things related to family. Specifically, apparently, they were opposed to the prohibitions around incest. So they keep it, but they keep it with contentiousness. Right? So all basically marriage issues, people fight about it. And therefore, it says, right, there is no ketubah in which people don't fight about the exact amounts in the ketubah. Okay, so we'll leave the second half of that comment in the Agadah to the side. But what about the first half? The Gemara quotes this pasuk from Tehillim of Sas Anochi El Imratecha Kimotza Shel Arav. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. And Chazal, for some reason or another, attribute this to Mila. Now, why would it be Mila? So you could have just looked at it and say that really the pasuk doesn't prove anything. All the pasuk proves is the importance of joy in mitzvot, and Chazal are describing the reality, which we know even at Hayom, that people people do rejoice around the Brit, right? They're describing that reality. Rashi tries to darshan, and he says, no, how do we get this? Because it says, Imratecha, I rejoice at your statement. So Rashi is, Amira Yechida, Shedkad Malishar Amirot. It was the first statement, before the other statements, meaning before the other mitzvot, Vihim Mila, Shisrael Osin, Visasim Alev, the Kholshar mitzvot, Enan Mochichot, Kholshah, sorry, not that it was before Sinai, but that it's like the first thing we do. It is always evident on us, as the Gemara says in Menachot Mem Gimel, where the Gemara tells the story of David HaMelech, that at first was upset and embarrassed when he was in the bathhouse because he didn't have access to any mitzvot. And then he looked down and he said, oh, I have a Brit Mila. And he said, right? Even in the bathhouse, even though I'm not doing any mitzvah, even though I have no clothes, I still rejoice. And therefore, Rashi says it's this mitzvah that proceeds in time and is constant no matter what happens. I mean, that's what it is. Okay. The question that you have to still deal with is, well, that explains part of it. But the pasuk specifically says that I rejoice about your mitzvot like motzei shalal rav, like I found spoils of war. Now, is that just, a mashal? Like people are really happy when they get spoils of war? It's a lot of money. Or is there something to that? And again, as you know, I like sensitive reasonings of Amavagadita. So is there something unique about Mila that is being added by this particular pasuk? So I'll give you two interpretations. So the Marsha says that when he follows Rashi in connecting this to the Gemara in Menachot, that David was depressed in the bathhouse because he didn't have any mitzvah, and he looks down and he realizes he has Mila, and he rejoices. Right. So there's that idea of like finding it. Right, of Motzei Shalal Rav. And he says, the point is, it's that as if he found spoils, B'li Torah Milchama, Right? He found the spoils without having to fight. Right? That's the mashal. Right? Is that spoils are something you normally fight for, and the great joy is that we find it without it. Chen matzah b'gufami la tamid below Torah. That we find it as without any effort all the time in our body. That's it. Right? So the Marsha does read that the reason we compare it to spoils of war is to highlight the fact that once you have a mila, it's effortless, and therefore it is spoils of war without the war. However, the Rav Yitzchak Goldwasser in his Mezahav, I think, says what's more plausible than the Marsha. Right? Because the Marsha says, aha, it's like spoils of war, in the sense that spoils of war you normally work for, and mila you don't, so you're really, really happy because you got the spoils without the war. Right? Which sounds a little bit like, aren't we missing something in the metaphor? Right? So the Mezahav says, no, it's the opposite. The reason that it's Motash Shalal Rav is because you normally find Shalal, you find spoils only after war, right? After war, about doing something that's hard and painful. And he said, well, think about the Brit. Here's this young baby. Welcome to the tribe. We take a knife, right? We draw blood. Chazal understands this as he's in danger. We put a little wine in his mouth and hope he comes down. I mean, right? He may not remember it, but still, it's like the way we bring you into the Brit is with pain, right? With pain and cutting. He says, no, that's the point. The point is that it's like shalal in the sense that it does follow something that is hard. And therefore, he says, what's unique about mila, he says, isn't that the symbol of Jewish life in this world? Sadikim, tchilatan yisurim, v'sofam shalvat, sadikim, the beginning is hard, and the end is peace. That all the pain is worth it in this world for the wine at the end of the day in olam haba. That's why mila is compared. That's the point of the midrashic comparison or the agadic comparison to shalal. I rejoice on your words like finding spoils of war. The opposite of the marsha. What do you mean? Oh, it spoils that war. No, the point is that you rejoice most about the mitzvot when you recognize that there are spoils of war, meaning that it's hard, and sometimes even dangerous. Nitzaim, mistaklim, sovlim, mitzta'arim. We're in danger sometimes. It's painful. It's hard. Aval ha-shalal shenitzachon. But the spoils, masik et kol shalal, they justify the investment. Va'adayin osam tabasimcha. And despite all the difficulty in mitzvah, we do it with joy. And that, I think, is much more compelling than Marsha. That it's not just, oh, we found the spoils of war without having to go to war. He's saying, no, the point is that we celebrate about mila because this idea that the first thing we do is hard and is painful, right? To recognize that we are rejoiced about the mitzvot, even though it takes investment. That's what mila is teaching you by being that first mitzvah, is that yes, we keep it even though it's hard, and we're happy even though it's hard. And the amazing thing that we all throw parties for a brit mila, even though it's like a painful thing, it's a surgical procedure that other people, when they get a circumcision, do it in the hospital, and we do it, you know,
at a party,
it's like, yay, let's go have pancakes, right? Right? Whatever, right? Belgian waffles, I don't know, whatever you have, right? And that, I think, is a much more careful read of that Agadata, and does shed light on what it is that is symbolic about Brit Mila being that first mitzvah, reminding us that things aren't always hard, but you can be happy even when things are hard because it's worth it. Okay.